Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Referrals. Gotta love them. Don't know about you, but I get excited when someone calls out of the blue and wants to work with me. Which is why I get so disappointed when a few of these folks just ghost us. What about you? Didn't that just blow your mind? I mean, we had such a great connection, right? Well, the truth is, you and I, we could have seen this coming if we had just paid better attention. So here's what I do to make sure the reasons why folks call me, especially those who are referred, are solid. First up, I figure out what they're really willing to pay for. Many referrals come to us sounding very sure about what they want. The reality is that they are confident until they're not. When new information comes in, such as our price, these folks will change in a heartbeat. And yeah, this new information usually comes in the form of a cheaper offer. So what do? My favorite thing is to test their assumptions with new information. Here's an example. Say someone calls you saying, you know, you were referred by such and such because we want to work with a small local business, which is why we're talking to you. Instead of assuming that this is fact, test their theory with a short trip to the dark side. Say something like, that's great. A lot of folks come to us because blah, blah, blah really matters to them. In fact, it matters so much that they have no problem paying blah, blah, blah more than the national competitors who don't provide this particular value. Now watch their reaction. A lot of prospects will want to save face, but you can tell if they are hesitant. And that's a clue that a cheaper offer will sway their thinking. Next up, if you experience this hesitation, don't give up just yet. The prospect may just need more information about one thing, the impact, the difference you just mentioned. So before we put them in the just a tire kicker category, tell a story about the impact. How much money did you save a current client who had a problem similar to theirs? How much time and trouble? This can get the referral back on track. Or not. And if not, then you know the prospect looked good at 30,000 feet, but really isn't a good fit. You know, it's tempting to spend a lot of time and emotional energy when folks look good on paper but are really not willing to work with us. Sometimes going to the dark side can separate those who think they know what they want and those who are willing to pay for what they want. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.